This conference is being recorded.
Maine's Walker Fire Protection Association.
That's going to be a boat anchor with Barnacle's
on. June board meeting.
That's a mean thing to do, you know? Like the big television we got last year. It's like.
Thanks a lot, John. You screwed up the whole thing. Okay. Chief?
No, not right now.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Ran into a.
Just a look at
it. The captain had high regards for you.
Uh oh.
Of course, I can't remember his name. Sure guy.
Still short, fat, tall, skinny guy?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Short guy, looking Hispanic, gonna... maybe Japanese or something.
Really? Heavier guy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's,
funny guy, too.
J.P. Vicente.
Yeah, it's not Japanese. Okay. Even I know that.
Okay. You have the agenda? Anybody want to make any changes to the agenda? I did not include anything about the budget in here. I thought that'd come during the treasurer's report. So any additions or changes, suggestions for the agenda? Can I have a motion to?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda.
Johnny O is on the motion second. Track over there. We have Terry Fiske seconds. Any discussion about the agenda?
No.
All in favor of the agenda?
I can't imagine anything better.
Anybody in the audience wish to say anything to the board?
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's official.
Both of them.
On the record, okay.
Okay. I really don't have much to say. New board, welcome to the new board. We're short, Steve. And he needs to get this into his schedule, I guess. I didn't hear from him and I didn't call him. So has anybody talked to him since the annual meeting?
Has he resigned?
He responded to the email about the thing that today at 4.
Yeah.
So he's in the loop.
Right. And then he saw Vic was going to make him treasurer, and that's last we're going to hear.
Quit. It's a long line of people that are dying for the job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, things seem to be running along pretty well, so, but we do have some things to talk about. I think they're in the agenda or in the fire chief's report. You know, we need to talk about the communications and the radios and that sort of stuff. Victoria, would you mind pushing the button and shutting that down so I can see your face when you're sitting there? Just close the door right there.
This one?
Yep, that's it. Thank you very much.
Now, Captain.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, you can get through there, too. I just can't see. I can't see your face when there's lights behind you like that. I just can't see. Okay. Secretary's report. Rush.
Minutes were distributed and posted up to the website along
the
with the file. And didn't receive any changes. That's all I have.
Okay, hang on just a second. We'll go sit back because you came. Do you have anything to say to the board before we start? Okay. All right. So, minutes. I have a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'd like to accept the
minutes. A second?
Second.
Vic, beat you there. Any discussion about the minutes? Rudy just sitting there. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Treasurer's report.
Okay. The treasurer reports that he ran out without his documents, but so he tried to go online there, touch them, and there's no online.
Yeah, we got them all.
So good. But I have it memorized anyway. It was a banner year. We donations eked over that $100,000 mark for the first time since I've looked at numbers. And bottom line, usually our budgets are always established to zero out at the end of the year. We're actually just under $40,000 to the good instead of evening. So a lot of that has to do with, you don't have to be a treasurer to figure this out. Good income, less
good
expenses, and management equals, for the first time in years, a net profit in the positive range. So that's my report. And we also have over $150,000 in cash in the bank.
Right. Okay, Vic, in the income, you know, we have some income from other sources than the donations, like the Walker Trash Is that included in this
no.
overall $100,000?
No. Donations are donations.
Right.
The donations are strictly No, the answer to that is no, because Frank, that's fairly consistent, and we don't want to take anything for granted. It's a wonderful income.
Right.
The donations are really, to me, a reflection of what's going on in the community and what the people think about the board. So, no, it does not include, the donation does not include miscellaneous.
Walker Day, pancake breakfast.
All the miscellaneous stuff that goes on. If you take that into consideration, our fundraising income was for the year just under $127,000.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, but that all remains fairly consistent. It's
right.
the contributions that kill us when people don't.
When they vary, right.
So.
Now, look, quick question. Am I to understand that fundraising brought in $27,000? Talking about Walker Day, Pancake Breakfast, Firefighter Appreciation
mm-hmm.
Day, Bingo, all these other little things.
Well, 7,000 of that's dumpster. Yeah.
Okay, right.
7,000
plus,
and dumpster.
Plus income from the fire.
Plus income from the fire.
Okay,
so,
all right. Okay.
I mean, to give you a quick rundown, fundraising income was $3,800, just under $4,000.
Okay. I won't go into that now. It just seems like Walker Day alone was that much.
Yeah, that sounds low to me.
Wait a minute. Maybe I'm reading the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Hold on a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was Walker Day.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
Fundraising income was $13,000.
There you go.
Very,
that
very
makes
better.
Sense. All right, as long as the number's kind of
jumping. The reason I'm stepping down as the treasurer.
Yeah.
You can't bring the numbers.
Let me think.
Okay.
Don't put that in a record.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Plus, I finished my house, so everything's okay.
Okay. Anybody else have anything for the treasurer? Have a motion to accept
the treasurer's report? I would, too. Accept the treasurer's report.
I second.
Okay.
Any other discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Fire chief report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. we had two calls. One was a medical call. One was an illegal burn. The medical call was a 2 a.m. call, and we still had half a dozen people involved, so that's pretty encouraging. Fleet Patrol 80 is back in service. I forgot to update this. It says Patrol 83 is at CYFD Fleet getting a pump swapped out. It's back. That'll spend the summer at my house, and then we'll go back into the auxiliary garage at the end of the fire season. Cherry Fire is interested in Patrol 84. Their chief asked me to help them try to bring more formal structure to their department, similar to how Mayor helped us, although we would not charge them. They have no budget to speak of, but by helping, it might rally their community to buy the truck. Kind of just waiting to hear, but the number I threw at them was $10,500. They didn't balk at it in terms of price, just their ability to, right here, right now, pay for it, so they're going to try and, rally the community together, kind of like how we bought most of our vehicles. But stay tuned. If it happens, it'll be a kind of a long, slower process. Training, May 17th, we had ropes training, which is something new for us and something we plan to do more of. We also had a training on trauma patients, providing care for trauma patients combined with a truck refresher. Facilities, this inverter was started acting up. We've disabled it for now. We have no practical use for it. If we have someone step into the facilities role, we can, seek to address it further. But in terms of signing, a community-wide alarm, that is just kind of not how it works anymore.
Yeah.
Western Yavapai Chiefs Association, the program administering the grants that we applied for SCBAs has begun to announce grant recipients. And while we haven't heard yet that we've gotten the grants, we've also not received a rejection letter either, which is a positive. That's as of the last Chiefs meeting. We've got another one, not this week, but the following week, and so hopefully we'll know a little bit more. But this is, I think 9 months in the making so far, and we'll see if it starts to wind down. But if that happens, we're on the hook for, if I recall correctly, something like about $3,500 is our 10% for the grant. PRCC, so Groom Creek has asked us to vacate our shared channel by December 31st, which is their prerogative. It appears as though they are frustrated with our traffic on their channel. We spoke to PRCC, that's Prescott Regional Communications Center. They are confident that the tech and hardware issue is easily resolved. They feel there are bigger issues that Chief Bentley may not have considered. I relayed those to him along with a proposed change to our procedure. I have not yet heard back from him. But, I mean, this in no way jeopardizes our ability to be dispatched by them. It doesn't really impact the service. It's a hardware issue. It's actually not that expensive. I thought it would be like a $20,000 thing. It's probably more like a $2,000 or $3,000 thing if we have to do it. Not a big deal. And, you know, the upside is we have our own channel as opposed to sharing one with them. Going back and forth with that thing. ISO update, we passed. We are good as an 8B. So big, you know, fire department, I guess I'm, you know, saying just more than we passed. Firefighters really put in a huge effort in terms of we had extra trainings for quite a few months, doing all sorts of things. It was a turned out to be more of a paperwork intensive situation, but again, there was firefighter help on that as well, in addition to what was probably an increase in training by about 33% for 4 or 5 months. So hats off to the firefighters for their help there. And if they get it in terms of wanting to help, you know, it's evidence that they get it in terms of wanting to help the community. VFD grant, so this is the grant we were awarded in January. The last items are due to ship June 13th, which was obviously yesterday. We'll be turning the paperwork in for reimbursement shortly. In all of the fine print for the grant, they set an expectation of 3 to 6 months before getting a reimbursement. So we've already, you know, put most of the money out, not all of it. There'll be one more charge for the stretch or the turnout gear. So that's the update. It's the state of Arizona. They're as good as the state is, which I won't. No qualitative assessment on my part. Finally, we received one scholarship to the Arizona State Fire School. That's in Mesa every September. For years, we've had good luck with this. I think all the small departments do. We've been getting two scholarships. We applied for two and only got one. And looking at the spreadsheet, just about all the departments like ours applied for two and just got one, which is maybe an uh-oh for the funding of it of next year. But for now, we've got one scholarship. We may send one or two additional people that would be on our nickel.
What's three, maybe? I'm sorry.
What's the value of the scholarship?
It's $500. It's free tuition plus $500 to pay for the student's hotel room.
But the tuition is free. If we had to fund
the way it works is for one student, they're waiving the tuition and giving us $500 cash for that student to pay for his hotel.
Well, that's the scholarship. If
yes.
We have to pay for the two that go down, mm-hmm. How much will we have to pay for each of them?
That I'm not sure. I think it's in the neighborhood of $300.
Okay, plus the $500.
Plus the hotel. Although there are people like Matt Greenhall wants to go. He lives in Mesa.
Right.
So that would be up his nickel.
Right.
So it might probably just be one hotel room at this time.
So the fee is $300 plus per diem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would be $600 plus whatever costs. If they were Mesa residents, then we wouldn't have any per diem costs. Well, we need to owe them some per diem anyway, even if they're having lunch there, so that sort of stuff. So less than $1,000 probably for...
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. You're back to the Groom Creek issue. You say, what are the bigger issues? Did you want to expand on that a little bit and tell us what they might be, or is this something we have to deal with?
It's more both sides. Basically, we would still, even though we would each have our own channel, we would still essentially share a dispatcher. I mean, we have so few calls. Our call volume just here is like between 30 and 40. Because of all the camps over there, their call volume is much more, but it's still very small. It's like 110, 115 has been about right for them. And so this is less of a deal for us than for them, but, you know, if anyone has a scanner, they'll hear Groom Creek will call into alarm all the time and alarm doesn't answer. So there may be more of that that would have to be issued or that would have to be addressed, and I think that's a downside. Well, it's a personnel thing. They, if they're not plugged in, since there's so little call volume on our channels, they aren't necessarily monitoring for us calling them, as opposed to a 911 call comes in, hey, Groom Creek, you got a fire, so then they're listening to that channel for the duration of the call. So it's issues like that. And anytime we've ever had that, and it's not really a new issue, I just landline them or call them on my cell and say, hey, we're trying to call you.
It's a training issue for the PRCC.
Yeah.
And they get a light that says we're calling. When there's activity on the radio, and that's diluted by people making radio clicks. They think the radio's not working, so they click the radio.
Right.
So the dispatcher is used to hearing seeing these clicks and nothing there, so then they have a tendency to back away from checking the frequency like they should. But if you do then have an emergency situation, then it's not good. So that's a training issue for the PRCC, and but it does affect us.
Roger, when you say they get 130 calls, is that a year? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions for Roger?
What was all that activity yesterday for the Forest Service, do you know? They had their lights on, there were four or five trucks running around. And
no.
On a Walker Road.
Usually they call us.
Yeah.
They call my house and there's
training or
something that's important. They've had a lot of training here for the last couple of months. They've done a lot of helicopter training out of Lynx Lake.
Yeah.
So they've had a lot of that sort of thing going on.
Well, they had a water truck go Code 3 down the road.
Okay. That's a new one that they didn't call me.
Okay. Yeah, but they had their lights on and they just grouped together.
Okay.
Move on.
Okay. Motion to accept Rogers.
I just have one comment. This is really... this truck for the Cherry Creek, I mean, if we offered them some sort of terms, I mean, not that we are the flush and cash people, but if they're struggling to get something started, you know, it's nice to give back a little bit. Oh,
sure.
Not they can give it to them, but I mean,
right.
If we offer them terms, is that something that the board would
I think we had a little.
Consider?
We had a little discussion about that inside there, so, but yeah, I don't, we don't.
Is it
really,
right
we
don't.
Yeah, we didn't really
right now.
We didn't flesh that out, Vic, all that much, but it's certainly something to consider, but it's up to Roger.
I'm suggesting that we give Roger latitude to have a discussion, not consummate a deal, but just have a discussion whether that's
sure. Any objections to that?
No.
It's up to writing more than a handshake.
Right.
You have a little trait. Who's been around the horn?
Anything else for Roger? Is that okay with you, Roger? When you're talking with them, we work something out with them if they have issues about the truck. I think we're all in agreement with that.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the
okay.
Second.
Well, Rudy.
All right, Rudy.
See that coming. Sorry.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Committee reports. You want to talk about the fundraising now, or you want to do that a little bit later on? I want to have a pretty big discussion about fundraising in terms of what we might want to do.
You mean like in the future, other than like ones that are scheduled?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. I have it down here under new business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can do it now, whichever you want to do. You're the fundraising guy.
You know what? I would just say right now, everything that we have on schedule is going great. Walker Day, we know
okay.
about all the other ones. But Rudy and I would have to talk. We haven't talked at all about upcoming, any new fundraising.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, I have some thoughts about, especially after the annual meeting and after the year that we've had in terms of fundraising.
Right.
I believe that the community can easily contribute $150,000 a year. We are, Bob D'Onofrio stood up and talked about the one-third number that's basically the people that donate about one-third. we had Adam give us a spreadsheet of the donors. There are 440 names, plus or minus on that, but there are duplicate names there where people have donated twice during the year. And so you know, the actual number, Russ hasn't had a chance to filter that out yet. And so we don't know what the actual number of donors are. What I would like to do is we're going to scrub out the list, you know, the mailing list that we have of those who have donated, and prepare a letter within the next few weeks, actually, and send a letter, a donation request letter, not so much dunning them to asking them for money, but explaining what the fire department does and asking what it would take to help encourage them to donate, and then see what response we get from that. Then in another couple of weeks from that, September or October, is when we send the fall newsletter out, and which has it's a little bigger, and that always generates good revenue. And then between that fall newsletter and the spring newsletter, a third or a second, third, whatever your numbers are, to the list of people targeted, just a single-page letter, 50-cent letter, to those who haven't donated at all, again, trying to encourage them, not so much beating them on the head about not donating, but explaining what it is that we're doing and how the things are working in the community, and see if we can't raise that percentage of people up.
At least understand why they wouldn't.
I was just going to say that. This would be a great thing for that SurveyMonkey thing. I don't know how many people would fill it out. Okay, so the next thing people aren't giving is, well, help us.
There you are.
Help us.
Right. Is there something we're not doing?
What it is, it's you, other than just you don't want to pay.
Right.
Just the majority of
Sure. Well, I don't know if that's the case or not. There are some like that. There's no question. There are others that don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just haven't given it much.
Well, they've got a 2-acre parcel that was given to them 20 years ago.
Yeah,
it's a hunk of dirt.
Yeah.
You know, what do you protect it from me? You know.
Well,
we could do the Texas style, put a sticker on their window that says we don't come to fires.
We're already dealing with that thought by people that have that, you know, that's why this placard thing is such an issue.
I was shocked. That's why. I mean, these placards are like the biggest thing in town.
Yeah, and they believe that if they don't have the placard, we're not going to come to their house, which is, I can't remember the truth. Okay, so anyway, that's my thought about fundraising. But in the fundraising effort in terms of the pancake breakfast bingos, the different events that we have. For fundraising, those continue to go on, and if you have some new ideas, that's fine, you know, whatever you guys want to come up with. But I think that without being ugly about it, to kind of reach out for those that don't contribute. That never works.
Not a technique.
Never works. Breezy Pines, I understand. You know, they're far away. We really haven't really established much of a contact with them. In terms of how they can help us or how we can help them. How we're going to be able to do that, I don't know, because they're downhill and it's very difficult for us to get there for them. But at the same time, if the fire starts there, it's, what, how many yards away from your house?
Yeah, not very far.
So it's important for us to have some kind of presence down there.
Can I interject something there?
Sure.
On this letter that goes out, personally, it's really important that the folks that we send this letter to don't think that we're dunning them. We got folks still in this community. Do we pay dues or do we buy our medicine? Do we pay groceries?
Yeah.
What do we do? So we don't want to put anybody on the hot plate.
No, I agree.
We all do agree with it. I'd like to go back to one other thing, too, on these cards. Did you get an acknowledgement of your donation?
We got an acknowledgement, but there was no card.
Yeah, there was. That's the problem. See, it all comes together. What happens is they open it up. It does. It's only a one-piece thing. So we can't tear one without the other. It's a flyer that goes out. You open it, and there's the donation. On the flip side is the card. And it comes.
I didn't get one of
those. Well, we don't have any other way to send an acknowledgement. So.
Then I didn't get one this year. I got one from last year because that's what I've got. But I don't have a green one.
Okay. All right. So those are kind of
brand new.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So those are the kind of things.
I picked the color myself. You guys like it?
No.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I think we can expand the donations. We really can't. I think that the atmosphere is changing enough that there are, you know, we haven't had the bitter fights that we've had in the past, and so things are starting to calm down. So I think there are people, more people will be willing to come forward.
So quick question about the letter then for the non-donators. Who would be fleshing that out and maybe what you could
– Well, you guys, I'll work with you. You know, we'll all kind of piece it together. Somebody will take the – and just do it.
Right.
I think we already have something that might work a little bit. And it's more of an explanation of what the fire department does.
Right.
You know, and then kind of obliquely mention that, you know, we need – you know, donation.
Well, you know what, that's something we can certainly talk about, and it needs to be brief, and there's certain things that are important to put in that. Like Jerry was saying, you don't want to offend people, but we'll talk about it before.
Sure, I agree.
It's like one of those two paragraphs, and that's all I
need. Yeah, we're going to talk about Terry. Terry has another issue that we're going to talk about later. Okay.
Can I go back to the Secretary's report?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
I wouldn't, Chris Marsh, you don't worry. Russ, the budget committee.
Yes.
Because we were going to talk about that. You know, last year at Work Berkeley, it was Roger and I.
Right.
It was Ray Committee. This year it'll be Steve. He doesn't know that yet. And Roger.
Yeah.
If you want a budget, you can come.
No, I think that worked fine.
And myself. And anybody else is welcome to do it. But it's kind of a no-brainer. All you do is take the last couple of years' budget, look at it, and see how it trends, whether it was an extraordinary income or extraordinary expense, and just adjust it. And that's what we did last year.
Still
beat it.
I think that's a good idea. And I think that bear in mind we have a couple of things that we're going to be asking for this year we want to do. One's the storage room, which is, you know, needs to be included in the budget. And I think we need to start adding in potentially the replacement of these water trucks. If they're going to be special asks, even if they're going to be special asks, they need to be.
Well, you don't have any of those sort of things because we. This all goes back to depreciation.
Yeah.
When we took the depreciation out of the books, because to depreciate means that you're actually setting something aside also.
For the reserves.
We don't do that. We do special asks. So it just kind of skews the books, you know, as to say depreciation because.
No, but the actual expense for putting the storage room in, we need to account for
that
in the budget.
That's fine. That's fine, but not putting money aside.
Oh, no. I mean, we need to, we need to expect to buy these water trucks this year, or one this year, and put that in the budget.
To me, that is what the special asks are for.
Okay. Okay, so it won't
that's
be.
That's why I don't want to do the move.
Okay, so it wouldn't be part of the budget then.
Right.
Okay, all right. The bylaws, Chuck was doing, he's no longer here, but I think that let the bylaws rest for a little bit. That failed 96-46. I think we could have done that better, but let's think about how the best
I don't know
that
you want to rest. If anything, I would start right away if people are interested in doing it. I need someone to chair the committee.
Okay, Vic, you since you're stepping down as treasurer.
And now I'm thinking of Vic Victoria back here.
Yeah, that might work.
Because
No.
Okay.
But soon. No, really. We're talking about in the committee reports now. We're just talking in general terms, in terms of the committee. If you have an interest in that, I think that there is interest in the community, persons like yourself and others.
I think Victoria would be a great chair.
Yeah.
If there's anything glaring within the bylaws that really needs to be changed, obviously.
Yep.
I mean, that's the question is, I can't think of anything glaring.
Well, we need to change the address. I mean, that's kind of
right,
stuff.
That's
simple stuff. I mean, and references that aren't correct, and that sorts of things need to be corrected. In terms of substantive changes, we need to have discussions about how to do it. This idea of making people pay, I think that was the focal point of this particular bylaw change. And it didn't go over well. So, okay, so we'll form a bylaw. It's probably something else that we need to do is somebody should make a motion to continue the committees that we have already in place so that they can continue their work.
Bill, I'd like to make a motion at this time to continue with the committees that we had formed last time.
Russ, it's your turn to second.
He's busy.
I'm typing. Okay. Yeah, second. Terry Fiske seconds. Okay, any discussion about that? Okay, all in favor of continuing the committee?
Aye.
Do we
have a list of what committees?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Aye. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So we continue to operate as we did last year. Firewise. Anybody here from Firewise? Still want to talk about Firewise? Okay. We had that report at the annual meeting. I think the program's going great. And we'll need somebody from this board to sit on the Firewise committee. So think about that. Okay, Volunteer of the Month. We already gave Eric White his certificate. We're hoping his name isn't spelled with a K. E-R-I-C is his name.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So for his, you know, he was there.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. So he responded from Prescott Valley. He helped with that cardiac call that they had. And Roger recommended that he receive this recognition. So we already gave him a certificate. Okay, the election results. There's no need to count the ballot. There was no need to count the ballots for the board members. The membership voted by acclamation. The bylaws failed 96-46. There were 143 ballots cast. One person did not vote either way for the and the bylaw change. So it was 96-46. And we'll send an announcement about that, I think. Probably maybe with some minutes from the annual meeting here sometime this month. Any question about the election and the annual meeting?
There.
Yeah, okay. Walker Day?
Walker Day is good.
That's your report?
That's it?
That's okay.
That's my whole report. Lots of folks have stepped up to help out, and if anybody has donations, I guess we're asking them, bring them to Walker Day early in the morning.
Okay.
Or Friday night before.
Okay, welcome information for new homeowners. Terry and I have spoken about this. Have you already started? Have you got some kind of a draft done? Or
no, I don't have a draft.
Okay.
I picked up some information that Sharon Benzie had.
Okay.
And this is spanning several years.
Okay.
And the packet itself is about this thick.
Okay.
And personally, I don't think it needs to be that thick. We get a couple of pages and a fold-out. Just something.
We need a trifold.
The more stuff you put together, the less people are going to read.
If you make it a trifold, Matt can print it and fold it. So, you know, it won't cost us anything.
So. Okay. So there's Lauren had put together something. It's called The History of Walker in a trifold. It's just exceptionally good.
Okay.
It's really good. And I would like to have something like that in there. Plus, they also had an emergency escape route, a map that was in there that would be good for everybody.
Sure.
And when something happens, you're going to panic.
Yeah.
So.
And I think you need to include some, you know, reminder. We try to do it in these newsletters. Having a plan, evacuation plan for your own self, for your family, for your dogs, where to meet, what to do, have first aid equipment around, have fire extinguishers, have smoke detectors, have CO2 detectors, just little reminders and things like that.
And also, I was always kind of a proponent of trying to get some kind of a slick, something they can even put on their refrigerator that's maybe even laminated that would say, you know, if you've got guests over, teach them a little about safety for it, safety, you know, slick your cigarettes off.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Excellent.
That kind of stuff is really critical for people because there's a lot of people that let people come up and use their cabin. But having, like, a set of rules out for fire safety is really important.
Sharon Benzie, we had a meeting, or just we had a visit with her husband, Joe, a week or so ago. And Sharon had just shown a cabin up off of, I don't remember where it was now, but had just shown it. And they were, as she and the clients were standing there on the rail outside, looking over, Sharon looked down, she said there must have been 500 cigarette butts laying down there. And people don't pay attention. Also the problem, like you and I talked about, people driving down the road, arm hanging out the window with a lit cigarette. You just, holy smokes, people, would you think?
Right. Well, if you'll give me license numbers of people who have their cigarettes hanging out, I'll get the license numbers. We'll call the sheriff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What will they do now?
We'll talk to them about it.
So
if you have a witness and you can recognize the person, I think maybe they're writing the ticket. If you're willing to do that,
I would.
I'm very willing to do it.
Yeah, I know. I
see him flipping. I see him because I walk on big bucks.
If you can get the license number,
They may not necessarily come and do that, but I can do that. And then we'll have a name. And
I think it would be helpful also if Mark Herron, because most of these people are people working for him up there. I mean, it's certainly not his fault. But if he had a little powwow with his subcontractor,
okay.
Usually it says something about painting inside. These guys are 80 miles an hour down the road. And
well, the speed, I agree. But all of them go by my house. Okay, every one of them. And last weekend I picked up 7 cigarette butts out in front in the road. But we had a large number of vehicles I didn't recognize.
Really?
Also going up over the weekend. And that's where I find most of them is like on Monday.
Yeah, there's just a ton of... Well,
yeah, it's just carelessness. And even though they have signs, there's big signs flashing as you come up and then everything happens. Okay. So that's a difficult issue for us to address.
And Terry, Chuck has my binder of stuff that I got when I became a homeowner up here.
Okay.
He's had it for about a year. So
yeah.
You want to give him a call and pick it up.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything useful in it. But
thank you.
Last thing would be FireWise would also have a tripod or something.
Yes. There's one already included in that. It's very good. It's very comfortable. They had a small tri-fold, and they had another one that was 8.5 by 11. It was more comprehensive, tricolor. It was a nice size.
I'd also recommend that Lauren can supply a list of people that are willing to Mountain Dew mitigation. You know, we don't have to get into
all. He's already done that. Yeah, right.
At the meeting, but I'll talk to you about this because just having a list of 20 people that are willing to come out and do different types of property cleanup, especially when you just bought a new place. For the first time in 20 years to get the needles off the roof, and you know, you see houses around here that the roofs are shaggy with needles that you know they've been there for 20 years. But that would be important as well to put in with the FireWise information. Because people will call me just as one of the board members and ask me, well, who could take down a tree? Well, it'd be nice if it was in there.
One of the things I'd get with people that I just meet on the road and things like that, if they don't have a well, who do you get water from?
Right.
Okay. From your tank.
Right.
For my tank.
Okay.
I'm not that.
All right. So Terry's working on the welcome information from WFBA, and he's going to coordinate with Sharon and with
whoever.
Lauren and those that kind of stuff.
That's great.
Okay.
I don't know who to coordinate with the WCAA.
So. Yeah, Lauren and Betsy probably. That's a good place to start. We'll see them today. Find out today. Nonprofit language for operating procedures. This is something that Chuck brought up last year. I think the only thing that we might not have is this whistleblower policy. Roger, do you know if you have a whistleblower policy in your policy manual?
We do not, and I forgot. Get it from the Chiefs Association.
Yeah, get it from that fire captain. From Prescott.
With the whistleblower, and there was a couple other pieces.
Well, the two other things I believe are in the.
Conflict
of interest. There were two other things that I think are already included in the bylaws.
Okay.
And but it was this whistleblower, and I don't remember what the third one was.
It's just conflict. The language that needs to be put into our SOPs or
some sort. Yeah. Well, the whistleblower thing probably in the SOPs, not so much in the bylaws.
Okay.
Facility maintenance. I think you had mentioned that you had somebody that might.
I did. I talked to Larry, and he's got some health issues he's dealing with, and he begged off for that this year anyway.
Well, Rick Baker, same thing with him. He's had his shoulders replaced. So, and Rudy, were you familiar with somebody that was?
No.
These are professional people. That's what they did for a living before they came here.
Oh, Claire. God, a perfect guy.
Okay, there you are. Okay.
I may have mentioned it to him. He's tired of hearing from me, even though we're friends. He's going to work on it.
All right. Okay.
I think I did mention it. He's like, no.
All right. Well, let's see.
You don't need a facilities engineer.
No, you don't.
You need somebody that owned a house and knows that the gutter's got to be cleaned out and, common sense stuff.
Sure, but I think this thing is a little more complicated than a house like this thing that went out over here. Nobody understood where it was, what it went. So I guess you finally figured out it's a siren, right? We had this buzz on the wall, and nobody really knew what it was.
So nobody knew we had a siren?
We knew we had one. We weren't sure that we didn't know that the inverter was in support of the siren.
Okay,
because
right.
Because
I didn't know we had a siren until I read the fire chief's report.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, there are things like that that are in a commercial building that are probably a little different than a home. But, I mean, yeah, it just takes, like Rick, when he was talking to me, it's like maintenance on the heaters, that sort of stuff. When was the last time we had anybody come and put any maintenance on it?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. I thought Dan was kind of in charge of the building.
Dan probably going to take care of the fire trucks, right? Does he do much with the building?
Dan does some of that. I mean, it's more of a hodgepodge right now that I sort of coordinate. Gene does the electrical stuff. He took the panel up there to track the wiring for the... So Gene's real handy at that stuff. Dan is real handy at some other stuff. But in terms of a centralized thing, you know, if we had someone step into that role, that would just make for a more efficient, you know, kind of a tighter operation.
With Mark Sharon had some connection. I thought Mark was doing some facility overseeing or something like that.
Yeah, but, you know, but there's a guy that has plenty of on his plate already.
Yeah,
a lot,
sure
so we
does.
Need somebody that's
but he'd be,
a little
he
more
be
focused.
To coordinate.
Yeah.
If something needs to be done. Right?
Yeah.
Well, are we out of options? I mean,
I don't think we're not out of options.
Okay.
We haven't even started yet, really.
Yeah.
We've just been kind of you know, pushing this back week to week and month to month until we find somebody. Rick would be willing to do it. But like I say, he just had surgeries. Now he's back, and it's just a matter of coming down and laying out a plan and presenting it to Roger.
I mean, it's not like they have to do anything. They just have to have a plan
right.
to get it done.
Sure. Okay, the bridge project. You know anything more new?
Well, the paper ran something contradictory to what the engineer told me.
And I talked to the engineer out in the road. Good. I'm curious to hear.
Okay, well, so the paper ran a thing that made it sound like they were going to get started on construction in September. So I don't know what the answer is. That's a complete, you know, could be right, but it's a complete contradiction to what the engineer said, that the earliest it could be done, if they had all the ducks lined up, would be next summer. So I don't know. I've not heard anything back.
I just thought because there must have been, this is the most surveyed.
Yeah.
There must have been 10, 15 people here from the county. These weren't surveyors. These were all the highway engineers. So I just stopped being... shy guy, and I walked up to the crowd and I said, "Are you starting?" And a woman who apparently was speaking out of turn because they kind of gave her a dirty look when she answered the question said that we're planning on starting this fall, you know, but it's an aggressive schedule. I'm like, the stinking little bitch. You've surveyed it for 5 years.
Right.
So that nobody responded back that they weren't going to start. And these weren't contractors. These were the Yavapai County employees. I have no idea what they were all doing. I mean, truly, it was like it was a learning class out there, 15 people standing around in a circle talking about it.
Okay.
Trucks all over there. They couldn't even carpool.
Could I ask a question about this? I've been told that there was an attempt made maybe 20 years ago to replace that bridge, and it got to about the point it is now. And it was discovered that it's been declared a historic structure, WPA structure, Federal Historic Register, and they had to abandon it.
About 20 years ago,
yeah.
But there is something to that where it was of some significance.
Yeah.
And they got, I don't know how far they went in the process, but they initiated a process.
And they hit a wall.
It's a thing of significance, and it was probably from the, I don't know when it would date.
Yeah, it was the 30s with WPA.
Okay, so but this whole thing is totally out of our realm.
Right.
We're just going to be affected by it, and it would be nice to know what's happening. we have no control over it. It's like the EPA up here on the dumps. And
well, while we're, that sort of stuff. A lot of you guys don't get Mark Heron's emails. The gravel road on Big Bug is supposed to start at the end of June. You know, and he always couches them, which he should, because he said, they have a signed contract. Did you get it? Did you see him?
Yeah.
So that's going to create...
I get some, but not all of his.
Well, 100 truckloads of...
200. So now that we've made the road deal, we're going to run 200 tandems over it. Then we're going to bring in an old highway equipment to be able to build a new bridge. Maybe we should have done the road after, but that's okay.
Well, the highway equipment for the bridge isn't going to go up your road.
No, I'm talking about all this crap is driving on this brand new, beautifully paved.
No, the 200 dump trucks is dropping the material off to build the road.
No, I know, but they have to drive up Walker Road, is my point.
I see.
There's a hell of a lot of truck traffic on this brand new road.
Old bridge first.
Right.
and replace the bridge.
Well, maybe it'll happen if they're not going to start till September. Right?
They run 200 tandems over there. Maybe if two of them get on there at the same time, it'll be historically.
They say it's pretty strong.
Diminished.
Okay. All right.
Make a motion. We move on to the next.
Yes. Storeroom. Okay. Wow. Storeroom project.
Aggressive.
Pretty big.
Well, yeah. Nothing to do. I got to get home.
Yeah, I got to finish my tree house.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. You got a permit for that.
our little storeroom baby has turned into the proverbial monster with a county.
Yeah.
I took the plans in. It took 3 weeks to get the structural engineer, electrical engineer, and all this engineering stuff. But it took a while because these are small projects for them. So I enticed them with quick pay.
Mm-hmm.
I just write them a check as soon as I get the report.
Right.
So we don't have to go through, some of it. Anyway, I took the plans in last Thursday to revise, to make the adjustments that they wanted.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
All right, you did. Wow. That was amazing. All right.
I took them in Thursday. Late yesterday, about 4 o'clock, the county called and said they had two more items that they needed to get clarified. One of them is moving that LV tank over there, 10 feet away from the building. The other ones, I don't know. But if they turned it around that quickly, I suspect that if I turn that around, I pick up the plans Monday, make whatever correction they have, and get them back in Monday afternoon. It sounds like they're...
Are you going to continue to use that tank over there? Are you going to wire into this, plumb into this?
I think we just go off this
thing. Yeah, sure.
Because I didn't show... I don't even know how they knew that thing was butting up against the building. But regardless... if they move that quickly on these adjustments, then if I turn that back in Monday, I think they might get that back to us. Thank you.
Okay.
Real quick. So
we're moving down the road.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, and I gave Mark 4 plans, so he's out with his subs trying to.
What's your best guess?
20. Less than 20.
What about this electric?
We're not going to have permits.
Next week. Yeah. If they turned it around that quick, then they're on it. There's not much really to look at anymore.
Right.
Well, you never know with them.
Well, Rudy, what about this electric? They're going to have to move this up around if you're going to have a door over here.
Yeah, same thing over there.
Yeah.
And moving that is not a problem. It's just conduit.
Right.
We route the conduit and repull the wire. So.
How about circuits? Do we have enough circuits? We're going to have to add circuits.
Yeah, we're going to add a sub-panel up here.
Oh, okay.
100-amp sub-panel coming off the existing, so we don't have to upgrade the existing 200.
Right, that panel's full, so...
Right, that panel's full.
Do we need to replace anything in that panel?
Okay. We'll just run
it. That old, right? Just,
we'll just add a sub-panel. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're okay.
A quick reminder, you need to build a risk policy for that thing. To let them make sure that the insurance company knows we're under construction and whether they want to absorb it themselves. Because the fire starts on an addition, they could not cover us if we didn't.
Okay.
Just a little thought.
That is something we probably should have added up here as insurance, because we've had some discussions about the insurance recently.
Very inexpensive. All we do is call our broker. He's our insurance bank.
Yeah.
Build us risk.
Okay.
All right. So I'll call Jody.
Okay, and then update on the insurances and everything. We've done the insurance right, and the workers' comp, we got that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why yours came back
and
ours didn't. Maybe because you were the only new one.
Maybe that's it. They were looking at the old board or something. And
old
officers.
Yeah, right, but they changed companies, so it was Copper Point. Now that
all that in? Or?
I gave it to her, yeah. I mean,
okay.
That's how she got yours. It was all in the same document that I sent to her.
So basically, we just got the bill for the September payment for the first quarter payment for regular insurance. No, we didn't get the bill. They've got all the information. They will send us a new policy. And then the builder's risk is taken care of.
Okay.
Right. And then this is a new one. I'm sorry. Workers' comp is what I meant to say. Builder's risk is something new once the project gets started. It just stays open for that window while the project is open. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Under new business, I had the fundraising. We had talked about that earlier. Is there any other new business that you anybody wants to bring up that have thought of during this? I thought of something, but now it's gone again. It just came and went.
After my head.
Yeah. Okay, community announcements. We have announcements for like Firewise, WCAA, any particular event that are going to happen, Sunday, Saturdays, and that sort of thing. Public forum. Anybody have anything to say they want to address the board about? Victoria.
Thank you. I was using the website quite a bit recently. And there needs to be some revisions here. If you go to the community tab, the drop down comes with all your selections. And if you toggle on WFA board, all the selection that you take from the WSP board is hidden by the Walker weather rectangle.
Mm,
perfect. So you could move that rectangle someplace.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
You should drag it out.
Because then it's like you can't see what you look
okay.
at.
Victoria, you have a list of these for the website?
I have that. And that question where are the bylaws or the articles of incorporation on the website?
Okay, hang on. Okay, but if you have changes, you recommended changes for the bylaws, and I don't mean to have a discussion with you. Send it to us in an email so we can get it to Chris.
Oh,
because he, when he knows, he'll move stuff around and figure that out. Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. All right, so I will email that to you. But on the site, I could not find the bylaws or the articles of incorporation, so I don't know where they are. And you referenced that there are committees set up, John?
Yeah.
Is the list of committees out there?
Great idea. We can put that on as well. Because we do establish committees, and people work on them.
And then the last thing
yeah.
for that website is the treasurer's reports are only there for January and March. I don't know what happened in February or April.
I'm sure it's the secretary. It's all not the treasurer.
Okay. Treasurers. Okay. So, all right. So that is basically all websites. Would you mind? Would you mind? Right.
Okay.
And then what he'll do is he may have answers for those questions. I don't.
Do we want? Historically, Victoria, what does the treasurer's report include? Because I'm remiss to put out the whole report onto the website. It's a public website.
I've only been putting out the balance sheet. That's
right,
it.
That's perfect.
So it's a one-page over.
And if anybody has a question, they can email the treasurer, and
right.
I'm happy to answer them. I haven't got any questions.
And then I'm curious about the ballot count. You said there was not a ballot count. Doesn't there have
the,
to?
No, they did count the ballots, but there was a vote by acclamation. So the ballot count didn't really make any difference. There was only four candidates. There were two write-in votes for Mark Aaron.
Okay. So I'd like to know what the ballot count was, and I'd like to know how many proxy votes were cast.
The reported three proxies received totals 143 votes. Two-thirds to pass on the majority required 88. We had 46 yeses, 96 noes, with one abstain. So the bylaw changes did not pass. Bill had 119 votes. I had 118, Terry 108, and Steve 102, and there were two writing for Mark Herron.
All right.
My last comment
sure.
regarding the bylaws, I do agree with Vic that this should be worked on immediately because we have the momentum going, et cetera. I know Chuck has put a lot of work into it. I don't know that he'd be up to this, but I'd be glad to work with him on getting recommendations done by September to go to the board and then out to the community so the community could give input. And then let's get this done so that the next annual meeting, there's some ducks in a row, so to speak, but I would be glad to do that.
Okay. Okay. The bylaws, that's fine. We just need somebody from the board to help be with, or just if you just want to make some, well, it does make sense to not have board involvement in the process of what changes need to be done and what, now they're going to be done.
True to form for this board, I think whoever is not present gets put out.
I'm just going to say the same. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for volunteering.
Okay.
That'll teach him.
Okay. Well, we'll see what he has, if he's available. And, yeah, because there are some minor changes that need to be done, there's no question. If you're going to have these the bigger issues, what could be considered controversial issues, you know, about making people donate before they can vote, those sorts of things, needs to be, I believe, really vetted with the community before it's put on the ballot. We need to have some understanding of, you know, if there's a reason to do it or not do it. 9646, and I think that the says even, it just says that there's no appetite for the kind of change that was there. And so whoever's involved in this needs to take that into consideration. So it's good. You have a bylaw committee. Victoria, you're there for sure. Mm-hmm. We think that we'll get Steve to see what he has to say for not showing up. That'll teach him.
I think Chuck's got ideas, so there's continuity.
If Chuck is willing to do it,
right,
that's fine.
Yes, because he invested a lot of time.
Right. Right. He was invested in the previous efforts,
right,
with the bylaws.
Very hard work to do. We just keep starting over again.
Yeah. No. Because he did the bylaw change 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and so he's been actively involved in the bylaws.
I might know somebody else who might be interested, but I'm not going to speak.
Whoever you bring into the committee is fine. Yeah, what we'll do is we'll appoint Steve and you as co-chairs of this committee. All right. And then you bring whoever you want in to help you. You and Steve will be the ones to report back to the board, so we don't have 50 people talking to the board. And you bring the ideas that this committee that you form to the board, and we'll discuss it.
I'd like to add that caveat to this, is that if this committee is going to be seeking counsel, they come to the board first, because we don't want to get surprised.
That's right. Yeah, no legal.
I like to keep the attorneys out of it. It'd be great to come up with conceptual ideas and then float those by the community before we spend.
Sure.
And historically, we spend all this money on attorneys, and it's a waste of time. So
yeah,
I think we can do it such that we bring up ideas, and then
you use your
then
survey.
Then we don't have to bring it back again for the attorney. I mean, in other words, attorneys are just making. They're going to. Does that sound reasonable to you? I'm just so sick and tired of getting bills for crap.
And this is a process.
Reviews and all, you know.
Yeah. And this is a process.
I'm going to buy a new truck.
And this is a process for your survey monkey, too, you know, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
You get it out there and you have some informal way of gathering information from
the community. I would try to get Greg Staub on it, quite frankly. I mean, he's had a lot of history, too.
Yeah.
You know, you need voices from across the community on this thing, because if we stack the group with, you know, like I happen to agree with Victoria that we should charge people, but there's a whole lot of people who are on the other side of it, so they all need to be represented, so that otherwise it's for naught.
Well, the last thing I want to see is some sort of a knockdown, drag out struggle over these bylaws, because it drives a wedge.
There doesn't need to be. They come up with the concepts, they're voted on, out. Just, you know, you were worried about that. But there was no ruffles at all. Everybody got the vote. Everybody was heard. That's the end of it. It's not the end of the world. Then we're not charging $20. I happen to be for it, but it's not the end of the world. Frankly, I really care about is getting him some new trucks and stuff and make sure that we're in good shape.
That's what we're here for.
Correct.
Make the fire department run. Okay. Any other comments from Keith, other than Keith wants me to look at his...
I know. I was just sort of missing
that. At his inventory?
Yeah, that deal with that fire truck, Cherry, you need to maybe get some really good factors.
Backers with CG.
Continuing guarantees, not just the note signed by.
Oh, right. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Were you a banker?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, the first thing we do, we would maintain the security of the title of the truck until it's paid for. That's the main thing.
Okay.
I'd like to make a quick motion.
And that would be to
adjourn the meeting.
You're the man. Have a second? Second. I got Terry Piskey. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right. All right.